I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Supreme Court has begun hearing cases on employment protections for LGBTQ workers. Noah Glick reports on how the High Court's eventual ruling could affect the Mountain West.
Any worker can file a discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, but they must allege a basis of discrimination that's currently prohibited under federal law. Right now, that would be under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. The Supreme Court could interpret that act to include sexual orientation. If the High Court decides LGBTQ workers aren't protected, then it's up to state law and local ordinances. In our region, Colorado, Nevada, and Utah have explicit protections against discrimination for LGBTQ workers. Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming do not. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers are demanding federal dollars to clean up toxic chemicals in El Paso County. KOAA reports state senators, representatives, and staff with Environment Colorado met at Fountain Creek Regional Park to discuss the issue yesterday. The group is calling for millions of dollars and remediation of drinking water contaminated by PFAS chemicals and Security Widefield and Fountain. The water was contaminated by firefighting foam used on Peterson Air Force Base for years that gradually seeped into municipal water and private wells in the area. Additional contamination concerns came to light earlier this year in the Woodman Valley neighborhood of Colorado Springs after the same chemicals emanating from the Air Force Academy from firefighting foams as well had been detected. This is 91.5 KRCC News.